Hey guys, like and subscribe to this video. I'm a grown man that's a YouTuber because I'm a dumb motherfucker. Click here if you like the content. Peace out.
I was so happy to get Brittany on there. So nice. And I will say this, and this is just, I want to say this publicly.
For sure.
When I saw the videos of you laughing, it meant the world to me. That's like genuinely support.
It was
like,
pure
how
joy.
Nice is that to see your boy laughing like that?
It was unbridled.
Damn,
joy.
He loves me. yes. For real though,
I could have done that. I was like, I could have done that.
Easily. I know the joke easily.
It's so funny.
Easily could have been NHL.
I know. No.
Or NASCAR.
Dress me up as black WNBA star.
Oh, you mean fucking?
Let me put that shit on, dude.
Well, then. We wouldn't be talking right now, but we would be considered the greatest of all time. We wouldn't still be talking.
I just showed up fully prepared for the role. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
We can save it.
It's so funny.
Oh, I thought she was.
The joke's about Brittany. Oh shit! Oh, I gotta take this off. Fuck! It's not coming off.
It was fun for me to watch it again.
Fuck! I'm sitting next to Jalen Carter. Fuck!
I'm just like a black lady,
dude. I wish I knew earlier.
Hey, Spade.
I wish I knew just to. Because any girl can make you come.
Sure. I can make me come.
Exactly.
So any guy can make you come.
You need to figure out a truth.
Dudes could milk you.
True. Yeah. For real.
Cut it out, man.
Dudes can make you come without even touching your dick. But fucking. Actual South Side of Chicago, if you go to like the South Side and ask people where the South Side actually starts, it's 99% black.
Damn.
So like Chicago is like physically segregated. Nick Cannon drinks 2 gallons a day, by the way.
That's my second gallon. We don't care about Corona.
Fuck, I forgot he doesn't care about Corona. Fuck.
But yeah, man.
I hope that's how I get it. I hope I get it from us kissing.
We don't participate.
From us kissing.
That's the... Dude, why are you doing that? Yeah. Yeah, that's the guys. That's there's people who are like,
you don't want to bring this up, Bill.
What? Bring it up.
It was Kate brothers. Some of your brothers handed me a DOS on
Tom.
I'm an open book, Tom. Yeah, what did that find?
No, book? I think it was Kev.
Ooh.
What did Kev say?
We were just he saw me taking a picture of you when you were a young boy.
Yeah,
we got to talking.
Okay, continue.
He just talked about how like the other guys had Victoria's Secret.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
It's like fucking retard.
You dumb as shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Not even try to hide that. School's impossible. You're
dude,
smart.
That must have been nuts for the freshmen that are like, that guy's a senior.
Oh, yeah. And Billy was huge. It was like, think of a freshman. Well,
the same size.
You'd be like,
I was like 208.
And, dude, yeah. Think of being a freshman and being in the class next to him. Like,
yeah.
Hard.
Dude.
You know what fucks me up? We used to break our teacher's balls into oblivion, dude. And they're all like my age now.
Yeah.
Or younger.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nuts because like 17-year-olds are psyoping them into like walking out in the hallway and like taking breathers.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
I get it.
Yeah, there was like it was math where the young kids were, so they were like super smart freshmen in my math classes.
Yeah, sure.
But like
I mean the freshmen were fucking geniuses.
I mean, seriously. Low phase algebra.
Oh, you're killing me with this.
I mean, seriously.
This is like a Tyler Durden.
You are. I mean, Tyler Durden. I mean, dude, I told you I was stoned. Like, I wouldn't do fucking shit.
They must be super
school.
Smart.
They must be smart as hell.
They're an algebra one, dude. They're freshmen.
Eighth graders must be fucking smart.
Maybe they're algebra two. Maybe, dude.
Nah, by that time, we were in geometry, brother.
I went to school for international business. They taught us this. If you fucking fluke on the ladyboy clothes, deal's done with the Tokyo partners. If you show them the model building, if you're like, here's the model building, and they're like, all right, bring in the fucking lady boys, dude. Dude, I was working in an office one time, and these fucking four, it's like Japanese dude or like Asian dudes hopped in suits, got out. I turned to the guy next to me. I was like, dude, it's the fucking Tokyo partners. And this guy looked at me. This dude looked at me. It was just like, what? And I was like, oh, never mind. Just got off. I was like, my bad, dude.
Tokyo partners are sick.
They're always looking at tiny fucking Lego buildings and be like, oh, we like that. Oh, good investment. I bring out the baby boys.
Oh, eat the sushi off a boy, off a small boy. And then we sing a karaoke to celebrate.
Like the fake, because he was like, what do you think about the game? And I was like, I don't know. Fucking Nick Saban cheated. It was just a full spaz.
It was so good, though.
I mean, that I'd like to explain that because that was so. after I said that, we had to go into the stadium to sit at the desk, which is where he wasn't with us when I said it the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I got in there, and right before we go on, he looks at me and he's like, "I heard what you said." And I was like, "Holy shit." And then Herb Street and McAfee were like, "He's just breaking your balls, dude. He loves messing with guys. Like, he's literally just fucking with you." And I was like, "Oh, all right. I'll fuck with him back. We can fuck around."
I was just joking around. I don't think the SEC paid players ever.
Period.
I'm joking. Are we not? Is this not a fun show?
No.
Serious show?
Serious football.
Okay, Alabama Jones is very serious.
No, I'm not serious.
Get the whip, Indy.
So then I would have never done that if I thought he was serious.
Yeah.
But they told me he was fucking around, so I started fucking with him. And then as soon as we get done, I tell Herb Street and McAfee, I'm like, "Bro, he was definitely serious." And they were like, "No way he was serious. Go talk to him." So I went up to him after news, like, "You think the SEC dominated because we cheated? That's bullshit." And he spazzed on me.
Were you helping him?
But then, so he was still on the stage and I was on the field. So after he yelled at me, I had to help him down. And he like looked around to see if anybody else could help him, but I had to help him down. And yeah, I felt really bad about that.
I mean, it's got to be crazy too, because how old is he?
I think he's probably like 70.
Yeah, and I didn't know.
He might be older.
Well, I didn't know too, because I saw him on the screen. I didn't know who he was. And I was like, "Damn, dude, you should start wearing a hat. Like, you look
73, yeah.
I'm like, you could really step into that look.
That hat?
Into his couture, the whole thing.
Next time I do game day, I'm dressing exactly like him. I'm wearing the hat.
And then just be like, "What?
What, dude? These hats are cool. What? You're right.
This is how I dress. It's how guys who like sports dress." I didn't realize that was like a legendary coach.
He's the greatest coach of all time.
So from him, it must be like, you know, you go on those shows, it's like, all right, time to get fucking high-fived, attaboy. Yeah, just, and you just fucking get
dickhead shows up.
I mean, we do roast the ones we love, though, dude.
We do only. We only roast the ones we love.
It's so funny, though, to be a 70-year-old man just in like the twilight of your years, your legacy, and then just be like,
dude. As China Zoo feeds live donkey to tigers in bizarre protest.
Protest against what?
Yeah, just wait to hear this. This is so funny how it starts, dude. A boardroom dispute ended in carnage.
That was the Tokyo Partners,
yeah,
dude.
Tokyo Partners. Wait to hear what the Tokyo Partners did.
They didn't like the little model condominiums, dude.
Wait to hear what the Tokyo Partners did.
Oh, my God.
A boardroom dispute ended in carnage when a live donkey was thrown into a tiger enclosure in a zoo in eastern China. Visitors watched in horror on Monday afternoon when the animal was hauled out of the back of a truck and thrown to a pair of hungry tigers by a group of men in Shangzhou in Jiangsu province. Dude,
hold on. So there was a business dispute.
A business.
So he's a business. So you're telling me the one party had tigers ready to go.
The
other party had a donkey just in case shit went wrong.
One party was the zoo.
Okay.
I think what happened was guys tried to bring a donkey and they were like, "You got to buy this from us." And they were like, "No, donkey is no good." And they were like, "Fuck it, dude." They backed their truck up to the tiger enclosure and tossed it.
It's like the Chinese Godfather, dude. The guy woke up with a donkey head in his bed. Ooh. Oh, coming from the tiger cage.
The men were reportedly led by an investor into the zoo who was involved in a dispute with the managers. The argument was reported to be about poor returns. The zoo said that the donkey was tossed into the enclosure in a fit of rage and apologized to onlookers, promising that there would never be a repeat of the incident. In a graphic video, which has since gone viral in China, one of the tigers leapt onto the donkey's back. It was pushed into a moat. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It
got pushed into a moat, and the other one clawed the back of its head.
Holy
witnesses
fuck.
Said the men had also attempted to. Oh no, this is great. Witnesses said the men had attempted to take the donkey along with several other animals out of the park so that they could sell them. However, after they were stopped by security, the men decided to feed the animals to tigers.
Holy!
After the donkey was hauled in, staff and visitors to the zoo reportedly rushed to stop the men from pushing a sheep into the tiger enclosure.
They just started going off.
They were like, "Fuck it! If we're not allowed to sell these, we're just throwing them in, dude."
Oh, that's one way to get people
this
to
the
zoo.
This is my favorite part of this. Onlookers said they were alerted to what was happening when one of the tigers roared and described the scene as bloody.
The scene was a very pretty. So, dude, I bet the people who work there are mopping the shit out of that fucking zoo right now. They're not fucking around. So they're arguing about the sales at the zoo.
So I,
they're like, we need to sell more popcorn. Some guy was like, fuck it, and pushed a donkey into the tiger tank. We need to sell more stuffed alligators.
So what? Oh god, dude.
We need to sell more beanie babies.
The beanie babies are not very good. Beanie babies need to very good.
Fucking Kim Jong just threw a fucking donkey in the tank.
Backing a truck up and just tossing live animals.
Who was the dude with the sheep who was like, well, I wanted to see this sheep get eaten for a while and just fucking chucked that in?
No, it was the same partners, dude. The Tokyo partners. The Tokyo partners, it sounds like they tried to... What did I just fucking say?
They're probably trying to build condominiums at the zoo and they had their model condominiums like, oh, no, this is fucking... Like, we don't want a condominium is bad for the
business. I think the fucking chick from Helium woke up covered in sushi. It was like, what the fuck is this? And then the Tokyo partners were like, amazing, it's over. Started throwing fucking barnyard animals at tigers.
Dude, China's fucking lit.
How to be a boss man type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think their countries would be doing a little better.
Shame they just got peace.
I'm just saying. For all the shit talk I see them do, you think they'd be doing a little better?
No, they would probably appreciate you pulling them up as brothers and be like, brother, what the hell? You've totally conquered the babes. You got to give them that. You guys have conquered the babes. But that's the problem. When you're conquering the babes that hard, it takes up so much of your energy.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine that. Being like, you know how long it would take me to fucking put a tablecloth on my wife? It would be a fucking 4-hour discussion.
Yeah, you wouldn't get anything else done. That's your whole day. That's your whole week. That's 40 fights.
More power to him.
True. Nothing but respect for our Muslim brothers. No. For real.
But that's like, dude, it'd be, you know, she'd be like, I don't know. It's not form fit. I'm like, Jesus, put the fuck on, man.
Get that goddamn fucking thing on. Fuck. You'll be all right. There's peace now. We can make fun. There's peace. We can make fun of them again. There's peace.
The variety of, these are the powerful Saudis. They love it. You should go Belly Chipotle from Philly.
Ooh, mate, get the worst Chipotle. I only want Chipotle made by black teenagers with disdain. I want hate in every scoop.
You order extra guac and it comes back, it's that much. You go, perfect. Perfect.
I'm furious. What's this, just romaine? Perfect.
I didn't ask for that. That's so fucking
Can you guys... Marinette, can you guys acknowledge what you've done to our Chipotle's? What no, year? Like, hold on. You guys put a lot on us. All right, we get a lot of guff. The way we took rock and roll and ruined it. Can you guys admit you took Chipotle from us and absolutely nosedived it?
To be fair.
Hold on. Let
True.
Come on.
It's not the black people. It's Hispanics. Is that? No, I'll say this.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not going to blame.
You guys are passing the buck.
What? Okay. Wait, have you ever tried to go in overly polite? You're going to pass
the buck on back of the house?
I can guarantee it's front of the house.
They got caught being racist. Chipotle got caught being racist.
What are you just
the portions. Hiring? They were being racist with
on
the portions.
The portions?
Yes.
What, they're giving the honkies small portions?
Yes. I swear to God. I don't know if
I didn't need an article or a court case. I lived it.
Oh my God. Well, a bunch of those some of those cases where like white people have sued schools, they're like, I know I did better than black people, but it's like there was like hundreds of thousands of other white people that would have beat them out anyway. Yeah. So it's like you're not even like your grievance. You're at like the bottom of that list where like the people there's people above you who beat you out. So it's kind of like a non-issue. But the
Chinese started getting fucking.
Chinese will come in hard, dude, on a high GPO, dude. Come in and they'll just have like it's almost like it's apparently a joke. This is what someone was saying like within like the admissions buildings were like. They'll hear people be like, oh, wow, another fucking Asian who wants to be a doctor with a 4.6 GPA and, like, every single activity you can think of. To where it's a point where, like, Asians think, like, dude, we're doing all the stuff you guys are – but Harvard added a personality aspect to their thing. And Asians like, we're getting fucked on the personality one. And it's like –
what's the personality thing?
It's just, like, an overall
it's
holistic –
like, do you like hip-hop?
It's, like, an overall holistic thing of, like, adversity, like, are you a boring Asian robot or not? Like, that's,
oh my gosh, Matt.
That's what they're saying. They're being viewed
you're
as
saying
like,
that.
No, that's what they I read
it,
the article.
It literally said, are you a boring Asian robot?
Sort
or
of.
Did you say that?
They're saying they're being stereotyped as like these robots who
dude,
are
the
just
partners
like,
are not gonna be pleased when
no,
they
the
hear
partners
you.
Gonna be they're gonna be nodding their heads, dude. You don't even know about WeChat, bro.
Do you chat with the partners?
You don't know about WeChat. WeChat is like the Asian Facebook, dude. They're all on it getting fired up about this right now.
They're pissed.
If you put something out on WeChat about like when Jimmy Kimmel said, like had a little kid and the kid was like, we got to kill the Chinese because they're like threatening us, that clip went out on WeChat. And they get, dude, you don't know. The Tokyo partners do get fired up.
I know the partners get fired up.
You don't even go on WeChat. Dude,
I don't need WeChat. I ran into them in a back room and we chatted. We sat down. They're like, oh, black people very mean. I was like, dude, I know. Dude,
I like it all.
Everything goop.
All things goop.
I'm here to discuss goop.
So yeah, that's been a welcome to, and I keep taking the maca. I'm just feeding the beast.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been waking up.
I got a feeling these boys have not retained any goop.
These guys, they don't look. Lemaire had a blanket over himself when I came in.
Oh man,
goopless.
You were in this room for 5 minutes before you laid down with a blanket.
Goopless, dude.
I'm tired.
No goop.
Yeah, no that's goop. A goopless man. There's no goop in the system. You probably got rid of your goop this morning, didn't you?
No.
You lie like a rug.
This morning kind of is 3 a.m.
Oh, you got your fucking goop out at 3?
Yeah, dude.
Did you? I heard you had a little bit of a
partner here.
It was no.
You had a hot date.
It wasn't a date.
There's
was,
no partners.
Huh?
No, you individually gooped at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It's a late night goop
it was,
sesh.
It was a drunk
witching hour.
It was a drunk goop?
Yeah.
Some of the nastiest goops possible.
For sure.
A drunk goop is fucking weird. That's disgusting, man.
3 o'clock goop, man, and then you're laying on the
3
couch.
3 o'clock goop session, you come in here and lay on my... I know you didn't... I'm certain you didn't shower.
I showered.
My
I showered
fucking dick,
morning.
You showered.
I showered. I showered.
Dribbling on the couch.
Ew. Goop, man. The big goop.
You guys have any goop in you, or what's your guys' deal?
Yeah, I gooped last night.
Jesus Christ,
the whole squad's just dropping goops.
I also gooped.
Goopless.
I wasn't going to fall asleep early enough without goop.
Cool.
Yeah. You can't do anything I want.
I can't even imagine.
We're allowed to smoke.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had to go to school? No, if I had to, like, if my job tomorrow was to go to meetings from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.,
think about that.
You'd have to.
Chair hemorrhoids? Like, forget it. Jesus.
Well, the hemorrhoids, that would definitely suck.
Yeah.
Are they permanent?
Yeah, if I sit long enough, I don't know. I got a weird thing going on. But it's like, yeah, sitting in a plastic chair for that many hours, just listening to stuff you couldn't care less about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like, my life is teaching, I mean, obviously there's some good ones, but Lost is behind that.
Lost.
If you're
yeah,
like,
controlling
I'm just saying.
Pump
like,
the brakes.
I'm just saying. Like,
we're on a big podcast.
There obviously
right now,
is good teachers, but there's some that it's like, all right, bro.
My mom's a teacher.
She's a good teacher.
Hello.
While I was in school, one of the teachers got busted for having sex with the kids. A few of them, actually. One, I moved.
Was it all boys school?
Yeah. One, I it was like prison. One, I moved her into her house. But I was retarded, so I wasn't picking up on anything that was going on.
Yes, Kirby.
I broke the rules. I was running.
Yeah, I knew you were running.
My name.
I'm worried. I'm going to talk to that woman.
Sliding. I was sliding.
You're
I also,
not sliding,
yes,
dude.
Yes, I did.
This isn't Call of Duty.
There was a ramp. There's like down ramps and shit. First of all, my name was Butt Stuff because you have to make your own name. So this lady.
This is just you're describing exactly just a classic laser tag trip. It doesn't change. You find a name. You get a little high. You go in. You go, this is going to suck. It's the best.
Dude, the lady had to read the name. She'd be like, Thick Daddy, Butt Stuff.
Who was Thick
Daddy?
Butt
Stuff. I think James tried to be 69, and she's like, you can't be that. So he's like, I'll be Thick Daddy. And I was like, I'll take B-U-T-T-S-T-U-F-F, and just walked away real quick. Like, Butt Stuff.
Yeah.
What was there, Spider?
Spider?
Lemaire walks in late. There's this whole group. It's probably like 18 people. Lemaire, you got to give the lady a name. And he just goes, is Spider taken yet? And she's like, no, you're good. He's like, yes.
I can't believe Spider was available.
I know, right?
That's where you go. Spider's a classic.
Whoever gets in, gets in. It's like.
It's sick. White people pass the baton to Asians on affirmative action.
Well, I mean,
we're like, go, carry the mission. Nike defeated us. Nike's ads brought us down, dude.
There's still hope for you guys.
You guys take it to the finish.
But they're saying that like Asian people knowing this will like go through high school like machines. Like
whoa, Matt, come on.
No, the ones who want to get into Harvard can machine out harder to where it's like fiddle lessons, student body, 4.6 GPO,
got
GPO,
that.
Dude. GPA. Got that fucking GPO up to 4.6.
That's why I didn't make it, dude. That's why I passed the baton. I was like, my GPO was too low. My GPO, here, Asians, my GPO was
low. Asians, defeat the blacks for us, would you?
We have bad GPOs.
We're fucking retarded.
Hard to podcast knowing laser tags on the back end.
What are you thinking about? Yeah, we're gonna be taking breaks, hit the tag, come back and report. Yeah. I'm thinking, what were you thinking about teams? I'm thinking fats versus thins.
That's not bad.
Fats versus thins is gonna be Lamar nice. No, dude, you might be. You're close to thins. There's some true fats.
Do we have enough fats?
We have enough fat. Is Onks coming?
Enough fats, yes. I think we'll have more than enough fats.
It might be too many, but the fats are going to be camping. You're going to have to breach that room. We're not leaving. Although we could gas ourselves out. One of the fats, Spider could hit another blazer tag for it. Clear the room.
Just friendly fire.
We might send Spider in as a little suicide bomb. No. You guys are going to shoot him a lot, but he's getting a fart.
I see him preloading on the Cheetos.
He's got the Cheetos.
We're just going to fucking go in all along bar.
Yeah. Hit a nice
did you eat a burrito
there.
Before you came?
No.
Oh, thank God.
What did you eat? I'm sure it was fucking catastrophic.
I didn't eat empty
belly with Cheetos. That's a good recipe.
Could be empty belly.
Dude, he gassed out my house the other day.
Did he really?
Oh, no. He took a shit in the far room.
And
I was like, fucking the sewage is fucked again. That sounds like such a fucking headache. He went to France with two ladies.
Well, he's trying to have a threesome.
Yeah, but I don't know. Spend all that time with fucking women.
Well, to be fair, he was there. He was sent to Europe to research, I think, like Scandinavian folklore. So he's like, either I try to have a threesome with Swedes or I go back and read about Norse gods. And he was like, I'm going to fuck these Swedes, dude.
All right. If you put it that way, that's pretty awesome.
So then he meets a lady. But this lady's story is that she was like a very hot chick. So she was 18 years old from like a, you know, religious family. And then she met up with like these like rich businessmen that were like working in like Asia. And they were like, let me take you to Asia.
The Tokyo Partners,
bro. Yeah. Take an 18-year-old into Asia. And then they just were just like passing her around basically. And she got to live like the fabulous life.
Mm.
And then at one point, the one guy who was
she was with Jackson's. She was at the San Diego pool.
She was alpha wife basically. Mm-hmm. Alpha widow, dude. So she goes with the ultimate alphas in Asia, and one guy, such an alpha, goes, I'll kill my fucking wife, just give me the word.
Yeah.
And she got scared and ran back to the States. So then this guy marries this lady knowing that that was her past. And
but it's me, Nate, and another white comedian in the car, and out of nowhere he yelled, take heat, fuck these, and he did it.
Whoa.
I think he forgot Nate was in the back seat. And we all had to just be like, all right, we all agree that was a mistake. Sorry. Everybody's sorry. Everybody. I feel like you handled it well.
No, it was undeniably funny.
Classic mistake. But it was so loud. It was out of nowhere.
I do feel like the rap excitement N-word gets a...
Song wasn't even playing.
Oh, okay.
No, I think the song was playing.
It was not. I vividly remember.
Create that part in my mind. Like,
no, we were at that.
No, it was. We were in traffic.
Traffic.
Traffic. Exactly. I think.
Yo,
I
you guys. Been
listening to the NBA theme song.
NBA John Tesh. Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Discover Weekly is phenomenal. The guy is Tim McGraw.
What? Your Discover Weekly is Pirates of the Caribbean and the NBA theme song.
Yeah.
How'd you feel when you woke up?
Pretty shitty. I mean, I felt like I just slept at a fucking rest stop.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Got out and got it like a coffee. And when I was walking in, it's all Asians.
Really?
Oh, dude, the rest stop partners. All like.
How do you think they're getting there?
To the rest stop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do you think there's so many Tokyo partners at the thing?
They love rest stops.
Really?
They're in there. They're fucking. They're
with the Nikons flashing?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
They're taking pictures in front of vending machines.
Were they smashing pennies in a memorabilia?
Yes. Every Chinese thing you could think of, they were doing, dude. Throwing firecrackers and shit. They love firecrackers. Damn, that's.
So what happened?
No, I was just walking around like, fucking America is going to be all Chinese soon.
Yeah, dude.
And then I got hit with like a racist. I was like, we got to get them out. In my head, I was like, what about white people? I was like, what the fuck am I talking about?
This is you waking up in your car?
Waking up in my car. Yeah.
Well, that's why Harvard.
White man marching.
Hello. That's why Harvard's been trying to keep him at bay.
Harvard's like, stop.
Harvard saw the stat. He's like, dude, you guys are all going to be here.
Dude, I mean, the arrogance to wake up in a fucking parking lot and be like, I need more of me around here.
It might be the Neanderthal gene.
It definitely is.
We have more Neanderthals.
That's exactly what I thought.
Really?
It's just like, it's so funny to be like, to see them differently. Like, to be like, what are they doing here?
Yeah.
You were sober?
I was, no, but I wasn't drunk, right? No, what happened is the pavers weren't down far enough, and I leaned in to put the submersible pump, and the pavers lifted up, and I went right into the tarp. And I thought, oh, my God, this is a weird way to die. I'm just going to get engulfed with this whole thing, and Joan won't even know I'm missing for a couple days. But fortunately, I crawled out. Crawled out. Oh, my God. I had to crawl out.
But fortunately, I crawled out.
Yep.
He had to go back inside.
It was soaking wet. It was in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I made it.
Yeah. I got the phone call immediately. My mom called me. It was like, Phil fell in the pool. Fucking idiot. And he was like, I did not. The damn paver's off.
They lifted him right back.
He was mad.
You got to get some cameras out there in the yard just in case.
Yeah.
That's great footage.
Yeah.
Well, I'm back on the dating scene. We were talking about that. Any good dating advice?
You looking at me?
Yeah.
Christ, I've been married for 46 years.
How'd you and Joe meet?
In grade school, sixth grade. She moved in from New Jersey. And I was, just started talking with her. We became good friends and actually dated her twin sister for a while.
No way.
Yeah.
How'd you make the switch?
It sounds like an easy switch. Yeah, the old indie.
Just wanted to check things out a little bit. You have to have something to compare it to. You know? What happened is, this is Joan's.
Okay. But again, they're going to hear that.
Well, they can hear it. So she and Shane are going after each other on the political stuff, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, this is after like 3 or 4 hours of drinking, and this is 3 or 4 hours after the Thanksgiving meal. And Shane is arguing with her, talking, and all of a sudden he starts talking like Trump. And she's like a dog. Like, she turns her head like she's trying to understand. Like, is this really Trump talking? Like, she's screwed up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun to argue with her as Trump while she was hammered on wine.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, oh. Shut up. I'm going to get a little quiet piggy at Thanksgiving. At the table. Quiet piggy. Now we can't.
That's what he does. That's what he likes to do.
You think that's what he was up to? Anyway, Bill, is that true?
Bill.
No.
So you pull in. Yeah. You see those guys around there. Yeah. Did you ask about, like, maybe an amateur wrestling league?
No, but there is a ton of pictures of wrestlers who visited the gym.
Like WWF.
Pro? Oh, yeah, dude. ECW, you name it.
Oh.
Christian Hart? No, Christian was there. The wrestler Christian?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That is sweet. I think you should stand up for yourself. I've listened to several episodes of War Mode where I'm like, geez, Spud.
But he's kind of right.
No, he's not. He's like talking down to you with, a lot of times, he's wrong.
What you're trying to do right now? It's not going to work.
I was close.
Pretty early to catch me sleeping.
We just woke you up. What are you talking about?
I'll take a nap.
This is why I said don't sit him next to me, because he can't keep his hands off other guys, dude.
Why?
Gay Bill.
We're chilling.
Stop it, Gay Bill.
We're just chilling.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. The Patreon episode sucked. We had to bring in a fucking retarded guy. Just knock it off, Bill.
Don't fuck, man. Damn.
You don't F with me.
You got one turn in the hot seat and you fucking turned on me.
No. Immediately. No.
Wow.
No. You guys, that was a PA. You guys PA.
It wasn't a PA.
No, it wasn't. I'm joking.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You're the comedian.
Golly. I am the comedian.
Yeah, you did it, but what? At the end of the world.
Well, I was gay. That's why I came clean.
It's good.
It's the only way to live.
Here,
if you Take do strength. Something gay, you got to admit it.
That's what Society of Protectors is all about.
Yeah, you got to come out. And say what you did was gay.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would have ruled if you risked that all.
He's pissed.
I just don't know what the fuck it's about.
To answer your question, yeah, what has any of this
The problem is Matt doesn't either.
I do. I do.
No, you don't.
You guys are cutting me off.
No, you don't
The difference
know
between
this
Newtonian
shit.
Physics
okay.
and quantum mechanics
Ball
is
sack.
That Newtonian physics is linear and doesn't allow for translogical truths.
Okay.
Meaning yep. there's... When you get into translogical, when there's opposites in
I would never, but
if you're in linear logic, you know, the opposite of black is white, whatever. The opposite of a true statement is
That's
false.
Disgusting.
When you get into quantum mechanics.